Why wasn't this information encrypted?
The encryption is one of the many tools that systems can use. I'll look to my colleagues at DHS for their response.
No, I want to know from you why the information wasn't encrypted. It's personal sensitive information. Birth dates, social security numbers, background information, addresses. Why wasn't it encrypted?
Data information encryption is a valuable...
Yeah, it's valuable. Why wasn't it?
And is an industry best practice. In fact, our cybersecurity framework promotes encryption as a key protection method.
Why didn't
Accordingly,
you...
Accordingly, OPM does utilize encryption.
We didn't ask you to come read statements. I wanted to know why you didn't encrypt the information.
An adversary possessing proper credentials can often decrypt data. It is not feasible to implement on networks that are too old. The limitations on encryptions is effective, on the encryptions, our effectiveness is why OPM is taking other steps, such as limiting administrators' accounts and requiring multi-factor authentication.
Okay, well, it didn't work, so you failed, okay? You failed utterly and totally. So the Inspector General, November 12, 2014, we recommend that the OPM director consider shutting down information systems that do not have current and valid authorization. And you chose not to. Why?
I appreciate the report by the IG. We work very closely with IG. With our IG and take very seriously.
Okay, but he had a very serious recommendation to shut down the system. That's how bad it was. And you said no.
I'd like to turn that over to my...
No, I would like you to answer that question. You get to make the... It says, we recommend that the OPM director consider shutting it down. Your response was, the quote, the response back to the office of the, from the Office of Chief Information Officer, quote, the IT program managers will work with the ISSOs to ensure that OPM systems maintain current ATOs and that there are no interruptions to OPM's mission operations. Basically, you said no. The Inspector General was right. Your systems were vulnerable. The data was not encrypted. It could be compromised. They were right last year. They recommended it was so bad that you shut it down, and you didn't. And I want to know why.
There are many responsibilities we have with our data. And to shut down the system, we need to consider all of the responsibilities we have with the use of our systems.
So you made a conscious decision, knowing that it was vulnerable, that all these millions of records for federal employees was out there. The Inspector General pointed out the vulnerability, and you said, no, we're not making a change.
As the director of OPM, I have to take into consideration all of the work that we must do. It was my decision that we would not, but continue to develop the system and making sure that we have the security within those systems. The recommendation.
And did you do that? You didn't. You didn't, did you? That didn't happen, did it?
The recommendation after to close down our systems came after the adversaries were already in our network.
When did they get in? When did they get in network?
Of our security systems that we were able to detect this intrusion.
When did they get into the system?
We detected the intrusion in April
of
2015.
So, but how did you know in November of 2014 that they were already, you didn't know if they were in there, did you?
No, we did not. We did not have the systems in, we did not have the security systems installed at that time. It was because we were able to add those security systems that we were able to detect.
So you detected the system? It wasn't a software provider that protected, you found it yourself?
OPM detected the intrusion.
So the New York Times and the others who wrote that were wrong?
That's correct.